It's 10:35 Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
Well, where in Nova Scotia would you be served a whole boiled sheep?
Don't touch it, man! Deadly poison.
Those projects were human and ecological disasters that caused
the G7 meets the G-string.
Get on board! Everybody is happy here!
Good morning, Newfoundland and peoples of Canada. I'm Paul Moth. Today's program is a panoply of cultural wonders. A walk through the garden of moths, the bite of a mascara snake, the stink of a big cheese, a feeding frenzy on the stock exchange floor, and what is that noise from Newfoundland? All this and more for you on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. Canadian listeners, join us again this week, and you'll be here for two big months of Newfoundland's cultural magazine. Our regular listeners on the Icelandic National Broadcasting Service are with us too. Guten dagen to you all. But this is Canada's weekend, eh? The Canada Day holiday is well underway here in Newfoundland, time zones being what they are. Yes, it was on this date in 1867 that Canada was discovered by the Hudson's Bay Company. Or was it the Bank of Nova Scotia? What odds? Happy Canada Day, Canadians. Summer has landed in Newfoundland with a... Well, it's landed anyway. The theoretical blistering heat is nicely tempered by the actual cooling breezes from icebergs floating off our shores. Whales disport themselves in search of a baleen basket of capelin. Ah, Newfoundland. It truly is a power center. And so is the Great Eastern a power center. So keep your radio centered on the coal-fired power of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland. You know, last summer was such a beauty in Newfoundland that I got real excited about gardening. So this year I thought I'd go at it rake and trowel. I asked Dr. Peter Blake, host of BCN's popular gardening program Thumbs and Other Things Green, to join me in the backyard. Here we are at Moth Manor on beautiful Kitty Vitty Road. And welcome, Dr. Blake. How does it look?
Hard to know where to begin, Paul.
Outside of the potato patch, it has been a little neglected. Oh, don't mind that.
Get out of it, Mom! Go on, get it out of it!
She seems upset.
Well, she was expecting the Canadian gardener, you know. She watches him all the time on TV.
Indeed.
She's old.
I'll say.
So back to the garden. Now, what I imagine is something lush, something very colorful with tropical overtones, but without spending an awful lot of cash, you know. Something that would have low maintenance, certainly, because of the condition that Mom's in, you know.
Tropical overtones?
I see you've been examining the soil down here and crumbling it with your hands, even tasting it. Not good.
Now, one of the challenges you're facing here is the unusual shape of this garden.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean.
It's almost a question mark shape, isn't it?
Well, we've never really done anything with the bit that curves around the shed there. Dad finished that just before he died and we can't find the keys. It hardly seems to matter, really, because that end of the garden's out of view. The neighbor's poplars are in the way.
Yes, we'll have to kill those immediately.
Those are Mr. Donovan.
With those gone, you could build up a lovely bed of floribunda or something to contemplate from the porch.
Well, that sounds perfect.
Let's have a look, see what's involved.
Oh, that would be great. I haven't been able to cut through this long grass here. I wrecked the lawnmower just trying to get through it.
Yes, Newfoundland stog grass. Herdy stuff. Yeah. Kilex won't get this out. A non-discriminatory herbicide like phenethrothione would do it, but... I presume Nature Boy says ixnay.
I'm afraid so.
Well, a controlled burn, then. Otherwise...
Paul! Is it the car guy?
No, it's the garden guy!
We did a feature last week with an auto mechanic, and he looked over Dad's old Hillman. Your mom wanted it out of the way. Anyhow, buddy over there scammed a free valve job. Stop hounding me. Don't pay any attention to him. He lost his job at the post office. He just hasn't been the same since.
Well, if we can just get through here... Mm-hmm. Oh! What's this?
That's Twinkie's collar.
Twinkie?
An old family pet. She never made it home, I guess.
Mm. Twinkie becomes compost, becomes azalea. Well, Paul, this is quite intriguing.
What's that?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, this bush is a rare example of Arbolus flammellicum.
Really? It's got a beautiful color.
Don't touch it, man! Deadly poison. But quite an exciting find. Thought to have been extinguished by the first settlers.
Oh, really?
Paul, what you've got here is an extraordinarily well-preserved patch of old-growth bog.
Well, how exciting.
Just how long has your family been here?
Some days, Dr. Blake, it seems like forever.
Well, you got quite a job ahead of you, Paul. But with the right herbicidal cocktail and a little work...
A little work?
Hire a student. They're cheap and desperate. Drive them hard enough, and in no time you'll turn this place around. You certainly have a unique Newfoundland centerpiece here with the prehistoric bog and all. Mm-hmm. It'll wow the barbecue guests.
Or poison them. So, excluding the student, what kind of expense am I looking at here?
Cubic meters of good topsoil, shrubs, a few rhodos, some roses, daylilies perhaps, 10 or 12 trays of annuals, a couple of flowering trees, half ton of slate, full ton of sand, hardware and 4 or 5 gallons of the good stuff. Well, you should get out for under $2,000.
Just $2,000 for a beautiful garden in persistently fog-shrouded St. John's. Well, that price remains competitive with having the whole place paved. It's a bargain, really.
Yes.
Dr. Blake, thanks very much for your expertise today. I'll get right on top of this daunting task, and I hope to have you back in August for a little frolic in my new garden wonderland.
Hey, Paul! Paul, come here! Oh, I got a bonnet trimmed with blue. Why did you wear them so? I do wear them when I can, when I go to meet my man.
That was Nellie Musso, I Got a Bonnet Trimmed with Blue. On last week's show, as you may remember, we had Newfoundland trivia expert Rock Hiscock as our very welcome guest. Unfortunately, Rock made 2 factual errors during the call-in portion of the program, which we must now correct. Firstly, the leading figure of Vietnamese communism, Ho Chi Minh, did not, I repeat, did not attend Bishopfield College in St. John's. So I guess it was impossible for Ho Chi Minh to have played goal for the legendary Fijian soccer squad of 1927. And secondly, the skeletal human remains unearthed by archaeologists at Badger and known as Newfoundland Man do not, I repeat, do not predate those unearthed in China, known as Peking Man. The Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, on behalf of Rock Hiscock, regrets any misunderstanding and apologizes to the people of Vietnam, the Fijians, and the People's Republic of China.
BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, all Newfoundland radio.
Popular author and critic Kathleen Hanrahan is coming through the studio door now with an armload of books for this week's installment of WordWorks. And in tow, a dolly chock-a-block with colorful food. This looks good, I must say.
Hello, Paul.
You're looking tanned, Kathleen.
Yes, I just spent a lovely weekend in Bay Largent.
For the Toym of Toyms pageant.
It was really more of a total theater experience.
Okay, you scared me away. Anyway, on to matters literary.
As promised, cookery books this week, Paul.
I see you've got Cabot's Galley.
In Galleys, featuring authentic recipes from the period of Cabot's journey, with 2 recipes taken right from the ship's recently discovered log.
Now, Kubota was Italian, but he sailed under the English flag, so what can I expect? Steak and kidney ravioli?
Well, you might be surprised to see some dishes which have become mainstays of Newfoundland cuisine, settling, I suppose, the debate as to whether Cabot landed in Newfoundland or Nova Scotia.
For instance?
Well, where in Nova Scotia would you be served a whole boiled sheep?
So John Cabot actually ate woolly duff.
Yes, the whole sheep, fleece and all.
The same dish that we grew up with. Woolly duff with a bit of drawn butter.
Oh, nothing better on a cold winter's night than a sheep that's been boiled for a couple of days.
With beet and turnip pie. Mm. Now, I see that you have brought some culinary delights with you.
I have indeed, Paul. I didn't do the woolly duff, but I did stop in Coins Cove on the way back from Bay Largent, and I picked up some ship's cheese made from the original recipe by a German couple up there.
Well, I've never been a big fan of ship's cheese, Kathleen. I've always found it a bit strong.
This is the genuine ship's cheese, Paul. Mm. Milk curdled in the udder of a dead cow and churned by the pitch and yaw of a ship at sea.
Well, there's only one way to find out how authentic it is, because you know what they say? A real ship's cheese should have the distinctive nose of
a sailor's trouser seat. Yes, you don't see much real ship's cheese these days.
No.
Well, we'll just get this out of the tub.
Oh.
Well, Paul?
It's the real thing. That's it.
I brought in a baguette for tasting.
Put that away immediately. Ooh. You know, the last time I had that was on a pizza at Spago in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yeah, Wolfgang Puck was on this big Newfell cuisine kick. He also had grilled moose Chevrolet and a bologna salt pork flan that was to die for.
That's Cabot's Galley, published by Stoggard with a list price of $32.95.
Okay, next.
Hot on the heels of the successful The Impressionist Table, we now have The Surrealist Table.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Like I'm really going to serve electric tape and petrol sauce?
Yeah, to your data.
Touché.
This is the dish Breton served after the Surrealist court sentenced Zara to death.
I think I was at that party.
I mean, there's some pretty wild recipes in here. How about Man Ray's Zeppelin en croûte?
That's too gassy for me. Or Bunuel's buttered auger?
You don't eat that one either.
Right, I see. Do you eat any of these, Kathleen?
This volume is more curiosity than anything, Paul. More food for thought. Oh, the plates are beautiful, though. Published by Obverse. $26.50.
Oh, this is fun. Next.
This little item has proven to be very popular within our own broadcast area, Paul. BCN's Celebrity Cookbook, issued to help raise funds for the new broadcast tower. It's edited by our own chef, Paul Benoit.
Host of BCN's Paul's Pot. What sort of celebrities and recipes are we talking here?
We have Premier Wells' breakfast.
Toasted oat bran served on rice cakes with standing water.
Evidently keeps the premier regular.
Lucky guy. Anything more appetizing?
The sweet songster of Boggy Hall Place, Scrubby Lambert. He's in here with a couple of cocktail recipes. The shakedown.
I'll say.
Oh, and this one is great. The Bayola. Paul, I couldn't help wondering why you didn't have an entry.
Well, Chef Benoit told me that, you know, many of the ingredients weren't readily available in St. John's, so there was...
Well, everybody couldn't be in the book, I guess.
I guess. I note that BCN's own weather watchdog, Erling Biggs, made it in.
Well, funny you should mention that. I've brought in Erling's recipe.
Fish sticks, beer, and a couple of quaaludes?
No, now, Paul, it's really delightful. Sort of a variation on those lovely Thai salads, but with all local ingredients.
Whoopee.
Come here, try some.
I'd love to, Kathleen, but look, we're right out of time. We didn't even have a chance to discuss your wonderful contribution to this volume, which I think looks considerably more appetizing than Erling's.
Well, thank you, Paul. Perhaps next time.
Until then, bon appetit, Kathleen Hanrahan. Oh, and I should mention that BCN's Celebrity Cookbook is available from the BCN for $15.95 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. All proceeds will go toward erecting our new broadcast tower. Now from Iceland, Björk Goodman's daughter, Big Time Sensuality.
Thank you.
A lot of excitement has been generated recently with the release of a new recording by a young St. John's visual artist, Buck Doran, who joins me now in the studio. Welcome to the Great Eastern, Buck.
Good morning, Paul.
Now, the name of your disc is Random Absence.
Yes.
That's a fairly cryptic title. Is there a story behind that?
Yeah. I'm attempting to make my work as automatic as possible, like totally unencumbered by the intellect. So I work in the realm of the random, yet I am absent.
Been there, Buck.
It's not that new, because I'm working from a trance state, and that's something that's been done, you know, by like shaman and magic men of various cultures since the beginning of time. You know?
And now, what interests and encourages us here at the Great Eastern is that your work has moved from the visual to the oral. I'm reading a blurb here from last week's Village Voice, calling you a radio artist. It's two words I'm charmed to see side by each.
Yeah, well, you know, like the voice thing is like, it's, well, I'm not really doing broadcasts, so and I don't know if the kind of stuff that comes out of the PCN is what people are talking about when they use the term radio art. Sorry.
Well, before you torpedo what slim chance I ever might have of getting an Arts Council grant, why don't we give a listen to one of the pieces off Random Absent? This is number 19, chosen at random by yours truly in an absent sort of manner.
My I am speaking to you at a moment of grave crisis when violent and fanatical men are attempting to destroy the unity and the freedom of Canada.
Number 19.
Foolish people could never raise the economy to such a level of achievement. But we do, as you know. Don't kill flies with our nostrils.
I am speaking to you at a moment of grave crisis.
Wow. Number 19 by Buck Doran. That's intense and so mesmerizing. But automatic? Random? I don't buy that.
Oh, no, that's true. I found all this material at the CBC archive in Toronto, and to ensure that the process was really random and I was absent, I went without sleep and food for 96 hours, and I only entered the archive after having been blindfolded.
If this process is random, you've just million monkeyed yourself a radio Hamlet, Buck. There's so much resonance here.
I'm not really sure what you mean by that, by resonance.
Well, it's hard to know where to start. I mean, Canada-Russia, 72. The foundational moment of this country, if there is one. A country, that is. And the Cold War angst. The national disgrace. And then Henderson's miracle goal, a vindication of our way of life.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess you should take meaning wherever you can find it, you know, but and it's great that you could get all that out of it, you know.
But then on the other hand, Bucky, I think the citation of the Beatles' Revolution No. 9 gives the whole thing an ironic counterpoint that's brilliantly subversive.
Well, you know, it was an interesting interpretation.
All these juxtaposed sound icons, they were chosen at random, huh?
Yep, they were.
That's incredible.
Absent, man.
But number 19, that's Henderson's number.
Well, you know, it's the 19th track on the CD, so, like, the piece is really about itself. That's what that means.
Wow. I don't understand this conceptual art stuff fully yet. I mean, I'd be proud to have done this brilliant piece consciously. But you, Buck, you came up with this unconsciously, without any intention. Well, I guess that's why you're the radio artist and I'm just the radio host.
Well, you know, I mean, my work only has meaning when it's, you know, found by a listener. So,
Random Absent now, it's been out for a couple of weeks. How are sales?
Well, you know, like picking up a bit.
Radio play?
Somewhat, you know.
Reviews?
Just yours in the Village Voice so far.
Great stuff, Buck. Random Absent on the Noisome label by Buck Doran is available at an alternative record dealer near you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for listening, Paul.
It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Join BCN's Bernard Ayres this Sunday morning at 6:45 for the Happy Tight One. Enter the exciting, nerve-tingling world of...
High interest!
High risk!
High five!
Freeze the refreshing, rewarding ozone of the Pennies In, Dollars Out Newfoundland Stock Exchange, the NFSE!
Out of this world opportunity!
Out of this province investment! Out of this country tax exemption!
Hello, I am Bernard Ayres, the Happy Tight One.
join me for a special introduction to the NFSC, North America's regulation-free stock exchange.
Steel futures, speculative levers.
Ever hear of homogenized bonds?
All trades are no load funds, subject to 9% buy sell commission.
Get down on the trading floor.
Tune in to the Happy Tight Pod, only on BCN, Sunday mornings at 6:45.
Now the Bernard Ayres and the Happy Tight Pod are official agents for the Newfoundland Stock Exchange.
What's that noise from Newfoundland? Yes, it's time for our regular contest. Let's hear that noise, Hollis. We know it's not Mayor Murphy sucking that infamous soda, and it's not Hibernia going down the drain yet either. So let's dip down into the old mailbag. And today we hear from Basket Cove. I've never heard of Basket Cove. And the letter is from Derek Stringer. And Derek says, Hi, Paul. I love the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest. I'm going to take a leap off the deep end here. Go for it, Derek. I was watching the Oris Cassiatis telethon the other night, and I saw Scrobby Lambert on, and he was looking fantastic, very trim. So my guess is Scrobby Lambert having liposuction surgery. Hope I win. And I think, yes, Engineer Hollis Duffett has given me the thumbs up. We have a winner! We were looking for liposculpting, but Hollis has decided that we'll accept liposuction. So congratulations, Derek Stringer of Basket Cove, Deep Bay, Newfoundland. That indeed was the sound of legendary Newfoundland child entertainer Scrobby Lambert being liposculpted. And Derek, your Great Eastern t-shirt is almost in the mail. Monday, I promise. And of course, a successful guess means that we have to have another noise from Newfoundland. The contest continues. It's quite fortuitous that we had a winner in our first show back on the national network of the CBC, because now all our Canadian listeners are allowed to guess what this new noise from Newfoundland is. If you please, Hollis.
Pues, Capitán Juan Gillian, el skipper también, el millonario, su esposa, la estrella del cine, Ginger, el profesor y Ana María. La gran puta, ya basta maricones, estoy pescando en aguas internacionales.
If you think you know what that noise is, and you must be very specific, write the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, care of the Great Eastern, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C 1H5. And don't forget to include your return address in case you win. This is Cape Breton's Real World, throwing it all away.
Giving up will only make them lonely man.
of all. Oh, don't throw it all away. Throwing it all away. Throwing it all away. Throwing it all away.
Good afternoon, listeners. I'm Ish Lundrigan, Director of Radio here at the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland. I would like to take this opportunity to announce that thanks to your contributions, our tower fund is complete. BCN will now finally be able to erect a new broadcast tower to better serve this community. While the old rabbit ears atop Mount Sio have become something of a landmark, the coal-powered generator serving the transmitter has long been in violation of Environment Canada standards. So historic landmark or no, the old tower will soon be destroyed. We move with the times. Again, thanks to our faithful listeners who contributed to bottle drives, played BCN radio bingo, or in any way helped us reach our goal. From everyone here at BCN, God bless.
Good morning. I'm Rita Malloy with the BCN afternoon schedule. Following the Great Eastern, it's Look It's. Today, look, it's the welfare police. Host Pander Paragramay joins a crack squad of investigators as they search a single mom's laundry for incriminating male underwear. If you're experiencing a faintly sour smell from your ears or bouts of lightheadedness and a giddy insouciance, you'll want to tune in to this week's edition of Medicine Chest at 12:30. Call in to host Tammy Hall as guest specialist Dr. Robert Epstein tries to unravel the mystery of Oris Cassiitis, what some Newfoundlanders are calling ear cheese. Chef Paul Benoit is back in the BCN kitchen at 3:30 with Paul's Pot. The celebrity cookbook series continues today when Rock Arena architect Al Speer joins Chef Benoit to share an old family recipe, Nuremberg Surprise. At 4 o'clock on Jock and Jill, BCN's Man in the Corners, Hubie Hendricks, looks at the team rollerboxing craze in central Newfoundland. Featured guest is player coach and cut man of the Buchans Miners, Dr. Vince Murray. At 5 o'clock, it's the BCN 5 o'clock news with me, Rita Malloy. And tonight, live on Playlets, the highlight of the season from the Bay-Largent Time of Times pageant. It's the reenactment of the Portuguese gaitering and evisceration of Merchant Wareham. Plus, all the usual skits, recitations, and songs from the friendly people of Bay-Largent. A full afternoon and evening of informative and entertaining programming on BCN 520. All Newfoundland Radio.
I'm pleased, as always, to welcome our regular panel on political culture. With me in the studio, our pundit and political insider, J. Richard Kandow, and Ariel Flint, host of BCN's acclaimed show trial. Val Manis, professor of political economy at the University of Newfoundland at St. John's, Carl Johnson, joins us by phone this week from Rio de Janeiro. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Paul.
Heady days in St. John's, which this past week hosted the UI-150 summit, the first annual meeting of the heads of state of the unindustrialized nations. Carl, I'm surprised you were out of town during the summit. What took you to Brazil?
A symposium to assess the waste generated by the...
Well, J. Richard, you attended both the G7 in Halifax and the UI-150. How do the events compare?
Well, I wouldn't go out of my way to attend another G7, Paul, but I have already booked my hotel suite in Monrovia, Liberia for next year's UI-150!
Oh, is the G7 that bad?
Well, that was a big yawn, except for one piss-up with a Jacques Chirac impersonator.
Black Jacques Chirac and his band of nuclear circle jerks. We should have arrested that guy when he had the chance.
You've got to forgive the French. They're sensitive since the Maginot Line anything. World War II, Ariel, or have you forgotten?
Political insiders also tell me, while in Halifax chugging bubbly with the boys, J. Richard was subjected to a full body search by the Royal Canadian Mounted Proctologist.
Yeah, that. Well, you know, it's a small price to pay for the security of the Western world.
Well, at least he avoided embarrassing the province like he did at the UI-150.
Yes, Richard, why exactly did you stand at the end of the UI-150 conference and disrobe?
I thought, you know, like teams exchanging jerseys after the game, you know, it was a gesture.
Seeing J. Richard dressed up like an Oogabomban chief was a new low point.
Come on, it's not the first time you'd seen that kind of thing.
Paul, you know, this so-called conference wasn't so much the heads of state as the tails of state.
That is an insult to our distinguished visitors.
A bunch of amoral pimps comparing notes on how best to prostitute the resources of their countries to the G7 Johns.
It's called development, aerial progress. Maybe you've heard of it.
Military dictatorship. Maybe you've heard of it.
This conference was an excellent opportunity for us here in Newfoundland, bloated on a now bankrupt Confederate socialism, to pick out some of the new African and Asian development strategies.
Getting ready for the Voisey Bay feeding frenzy.
That is indeed a good example.
What?
Countries like Oogabomba and Jamaica have experience in the efficient removal of valuable resources.
Those projects were human and ecological disasters that cost those countries much, much more than they ever returned.
No. Many small local profiteers did very well with the spin-offs and leftovers from the multinationals.
He happily admits this.
Show me the rosy side of mining, Ariel. You dig a big hole, you take out the precious minerals, and you ship them off to be turned into other stuff, which gets sent back. You can be left looking down that big hole, Ariel, or heading down to the Caymans to hide your booty from Mr. Better Luck next time, Revenue Canada. Find me on the beach sucking back a tequila slurpee. Economics, you nitwit!
I'm on the beach.
I think it's pretty clear that Richard is looking down a big hole. His own.
Paul, this kind of thing's got to stop.
Now,
since we're on the...
Sorry, Carl?
It takes to fill the Labrador.
Since we're on the Voisey Bay topic, I read the news today. Do you think that there's really still money to be made on this for the average investor? I mean, hasn't the stock topped out yet?
Yeah, the big ones for sure, but I suspect fortunes will be made on the penny stocks.
Are we talking about the Newfoundland Stock Exchange here?
And proudly.
Yes, and there were renewed calls this week for some degree of regulation. Carl, what do you think of that?
Well, economics is a tricky game.
The goings-on down there make the Vancouver Stock Exchange look like a model of propriety.
Unchecked freewheeling trading. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, the place stinks.
The smell of a booming economy. Muck's a penny. Must you always scrutinize every little detail of every little arrangement to find the scam? Get on board! Everyone is happy here! Or are you afraid of a little speculation, Eric?
Oh, speculate on this, Richard. The teachers lost half their pension fund last week in an out-and-out swindle.
That is the price of greed! Get in before it's too late, Paul! What's your mom's mortgage worth? I've got a tip that is burning hot.
Oh, in the name of decency, keep it to yourself. Careful, Paul. Swindling pensioners out of their life savings is one of Richard's specialties.
Why, low?
What are you going to do about it? Call the Newfoundland Securities Commission? I'm sorry, that number is no longer in service. And Newfoundland is open for business!
Out to lunch is more like.
Well, I'll certainly consider your proposal, J. Richard. I want to thank you all again for your insight. J. Richard Kandau and Ariel Flint here in the studio with me, and Carl Johnson by phone from Rio de Janeiro. And I'll see you all again in a couple of weeks for another look at politics in Newfoundland.
Seriously,
bye, Paul.
Bye,
Paul.
All the way from Harbor Buffett, here's Baxter Wareham with McMaster's tune and Herb Reed's tune. Thank you.
serving the island for over 60 years. BCN, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
Come and be part of the summer concert series as BCN presents...
All Scots!
All covers!
All good!
The music that stunned the world as you've never heard it.
There's something
to eat. All Scotch doers.
Wednesday.
The Kerr.
Corner Brute.
Thursday.
The Kerr.
Gander.
Friday.
The Kerr.
St. John's.
Chimlands.
Yeah, be part of the BCN concert series. Advance tickets $15. $20 at the door. Seniors and students discount. Dinner apply.
All Scotch.
All covered.
All doers.
All Scots Doors, fabulous show. If you're anywhere near one of these concerts, I urge you to check them out. Our very own culture vulture, the mascara snake herself, Colette Beach, has spent the week voguing and glamming her way into hipdom as this town knows it. And here she is with All Areas Access.
Dreary Monday night. Slather on the leather and lip gloss and head to the opening of Photo Collage at Gallery Boron. New darling of the towny hipsters, Carrie Carpenter, fresh from a European Clinique Intensive in pretense, graces this sorry burg with a show called Fanny Boy. Cutie pie tush snaps superimposed over headshots of those seven geezers meeting in Halifax. G7 meets the G-string. But political commentary in this day and age? Please.
Nice butt. Whose is it?
Mine.
You're kidding. When was this taken? 1972? You wish.
Wednesday night, and the velvet knee pads are getting a brush down at every mansionette in town. The hyper-hyped, self-proclaimed soiree of the season for the 40th birthday of our very own superstation, Towny TV. Confession. The crush of plebeian stargazers at the studio entrance was touching. Just what our very own international cable outlaw and multi-gazillionaire Aaron Zagner paid for.
These are my people, Colette. You know, I'll always have a soft spot for Tiny TV and for all the beautiful people here who worked so hard and so long to make me the great success that I am today.
Guess again. Dr. Franken-Zagner finishes his thank you speech by firing aging late-night talk show king, Kevin Kite. Zagner says Kev's beastie keister is Zagner, and the teenettes have stopped gawking. The nouveau riche applaud wildly. Little sympathy for Kev. I speak frankly, there is no place in television for a doughy arse. It is 1995, Kevin. Channel surfing time. I lift a coveted invite to the UI 150 ball from a drunken lout who claims he's with Reuters and drools on my dog collar. Cabbing it to the Hotel Palmer, who should jump in after me but the Zagmeister himself, with his Bobo bodyguard bringing up the rear.
You don't recognize him? This is Bronco Kovacs, the Hungarian cowboy. And fourth round of 61 Bruins. Oh. Anyway, Carlette, have you ever played, Coconut Roulette?
Swelligant and swimming in the fragrant oils of the finest international graft, the UI 150 Hail to the Free Market Ball was decadence at its refinest, with glamour spilling over the half shell. Who should make a grand entree on the arm of our fish marshal Brian T. but the diva of schmaltz, little Barbie Streisand? Wither Trudeau sees dads just can't get enough of those buoyant young liberal members.
Are you with the IMF?
No.
Oh, come on, pony boy. The jackboots are a dead giveaway.
Oh, yes, I'm with the IMF.
Does your mother know?
Everything was greasy but the delectable canapes. Turbot confisqué, prepared by the Palmer's cuddly chef de maison, Paul Benoit.
Colette, you look so sexy tonight.
What's a poor party girl to do? I parked it beside the champagne fountain and chugged from my glass slipper long enough to ask the president of the Bank of Romania if he was related to Count Chocula. No sense of humor. But, surprise, surprise, another disappointing evening is saved by Bronco, who turns out to be a sensitive guy. Those 61 Bruins must have been some squad. For the Great Eastern's All Areas Access, I'm Colette Beach.
That Colette Beach. If I could get half the access that woman gets, I'd die a happy man. Here's a great talent, Newfoundland bluesman Roger House. Where is he these days? The tune is called Double Life.
Talk to me, baby. Better tell the truth. I know you got another man. Now tell me what you're gonna do. Can't leave. Lead a double life. You can't be one man's woman and be somebody else's wife. I found out 2 months ago when I've been waiting for the time. Sit down with you, baby, lay it on the line. Can't lead. Just can't lead a double life. The facts, babe, all I had to do was phone. Called your house 10 times this week, and I never found you home. Can't lead. Just can't lead a double life. Well, you can't be one man's woman and be somebody else's wife.
I've been thinking about Canada and Newfoundland, and today, Canada Day, the day we celebrate this country of ours. Here we are, stretched across 10 or so provinces, cultures like you wouldn't believe, with languages and traditions and sensibilities all their own, imprisoned in the amber of a federally mandated multiculturalism. The monetary wealth of the nation concentrated in the hands of a few, the human wealth distributed in an equally unequal manner. The infighting, the inbreeding, the inescapable, the inability to agree on even the most obvious. To me, this is all so achingly familiar. The comparisons and the contradictions are quite conclusive. Canada is so much like Newfoundland. If Canada can learn anything from our nearly 5 centuries of habitation on this barren, desolate rock, it should be that all lessons are hard ones. And they have to be learned over and over again. No matter what choice you make, it ends up being the wrong one. Develop or perish are the choices. We always choose to perish. I don't know. I'm a leery kind of guy. Why do we think the Voisey Bay extravaganza will be any different than the fishery? What happens when Hibernia is a dry hole? Where have all the cucumbers gone? Did anyone ever wear a rubber boot? And what do they do after clear-cutting Clackwat? What's the half-life of Saskatchewan after the uranium's gone? Are we meant to laugh at comedy museums in Quebec? Flinks to PEI? Airports in Toronto? Ah, country. One word of advice. Be careful. And those are just a few thoughts about another day in the life of Canada. The Great Eastern is broadcast live from the studios of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland. Our engineer is Hollis Duffett. Director of Radio at the BCN is Ish Lundrigan. You can write us here at the Great Eastern, and as a matter of fact, we love hearing from you. And, of course, you've got that contest to enter, too. So get your pencils and paper now. I'm going to give you a whole bunch of addresses and things. You can choose how you reach us. I can only give you the alternatives. So you've got something to write with on something? Okay, here goes. Our mailing address is the Great Eastern, care of the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or you can leave a message on our answering machine at area code 709-576-5389. 576-5389. If you're phoning from outside the St. John's calling area, we do not accept collect calls. If you want to get at us through the CBC, they've lent us an email account for the summer. You can try it at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. No punctuation, please. greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. And if you'd like to fax us your questions or answers, the number is 709-576-5524. Now, that's a lot of ways to be in touch, so there's no excuse. My name is Paul Moth. Don't forget to come back next week for The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Great Eastern, great radio, coast to coast in Newfoundland, on the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN, 520 on the long wave.
Aristotle, anyone? Join classical scholar Monty Chafe as the summer semester kicks off on University of the Air with another shot in the battle of the ancients and the moderns. This year's inaugural lecture is an odyssey you'll never forget, as Professor Chafe asks, what were the Trojans thinking? The tuition is free, the knowledge is priceless. So don't fill your head with air, wrap your mind around it. On University of the Air, Wednesday at 11 a.m., only on BCN 520.
Good morning, I'm Erling Biggs, your BCN weather watchdog with a traffic alert. Construction on both the Harbour Arterial and Kenmount Road will soon mean the closure of all routes leading out of St. John's, and that will be for the remainder of the weekend, so if you plan on heading to the cabin, you will be well advised to do so quickly. A truck carrying a load of fish offal has overturned at the intersection of the Hill of Chips and Duckworth Street. It's making for a greasy mess if you're trying to get through Cavendish Square. Motorists can take a detour via York Street to avoid trouble. There is apparently a lost tourist driving somewhere about our fair city. If you see a blue Impala with Ontario license plate number J87K48, flag the man down and escort him back to the Hotel Palmer Hotel, where his wife is waiting for him. A shuttle service to the Bay-Largent Toym of Toymes Festival will leave from the Basilica parking lot at 2 p.m. this afternoon. The cost is $5.50 return. Owing to high interest in tonight's event, festival organizers strongly recommend a reservation. And remember, the festival does not honor Passport to the Arts passes. Now, I've been asked to read the following names from the list of the BCN Tower Fund's most generous patrons. The BCN thanks Mrs. Tom Codner, the family of Captain Lloyd Duncan, J. O'Mara, Mrs. Israel Basha, the Pilgrim family, the Reverend and Mrs. Snellgrove, Mrs. D. W. Humber, William Penton Sr., and Furlong's Confections.